Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys LLC is strictly prohibited.
Securities offered through Peak Brokerage Services, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management or Blackridge Asset Management. Financial Guys, Independent Solutions, and Blackridge Asset Management are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, Inc.
Hey, look, somebody just got pushed into the subway and got killed. That's who we're going after, right? Not the soldier who's home from Afghanistan who put his life on the line or her life on the line and wants to go get a cold beer and a sandwich. Leave him alone. All righty, welcome back. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, the Financial Guys, the place where money meets politics. And we are live, I guess, on a bunch of different platforms now. Even YouTube we're live on, so we'll see how long that lasts
for. We're out of YouTube jail. That won't last long.
That's not going to last long.
It goes, how long will that last for me?
We are on our way. I know the new Trump platform, I think, launches on February 21st. So I'm waiting. Here's the thing. This is what everybody says to us. You need to give up Twitter and Facebook, which we are in the process of doing. We're on all these different ones right now. You need to give it up as well, right? Because if you're watching us on Twitter or Facebook and not on the new platforms, then, right, you know, it's like the chicken before the egg type of thing, right? So we all have to go together, and we're all in the process of moving in that direction. We could talk a little bit of money. Market's been a little bit weak here lately, and actually some of the leaders that have been sort of driving the markets higher have been the ones that have been weak. And, a lot of people don't realize this. They see things like the Dow Jones Industrial Average, and they have no idea that it could be that it is 30 stocks, and it could be just two or three of them leading the charge, where everyone else is even slightly down. Three stocks are way, way up, and it moves the index. So we'll get to a little bit of money here. I would say this, so just continue to make sure you're well-diversified, and you're making the subtle changes along the way. You know, we've been saying COVID has been COVID has been a real blessing for a lot of our clients. We made a lot of money during COVID. And, a lot of people got hurt during COVID. A lot of people that the Democrats professed to help got even more hurt as things came back and inflation kicked in. But, mm-hmm. If you have resources, volatility can be your friend. Volatility, stuff is going to last for a certain time frame. The downswing, the upswing is going to come back, and you got to be able to take advantage of it. So, especially today, too much technology out there not to be able to make subtle moves with your portfolio to take advantage of things. So,
well, it's definitely been a K recovery, right? We talked about that when the market dropped back in March 2 years ago. It's hard to think it's been 2 years already.
I know.
But the market dropped close to, 30% or so in March because of the pandemic. You got really Democrats panicked. I mean, when you talk about, the leadership in this country from states like New York and California, even early on, DeSantis, went along like all governors did, just kind of, all right, well, we'll close down. I don't know if it's the right thing, but we'll do it. In hindsight, the ones that really pulled their states out of it, they learned from it, right? Mm-hmm. States like Georgia, states like Texas, states like Florida realize that, well, wait a minute now. It doesn't seem like anyone's having any different results. And then you start looking at different places. And when you go back, though, and you look in hindsight, you can see – and they're still doing it, by the way. You can see but places like New York that just panic. Democrats are intellectually bankrupt. They don't have any ideas, right? They don't have any clue
they can't change.
As to how to actually govern or lead or run anything.
Well, it's all about being scared, number one. It's all about everybody else. I was talking to a Democrat last week about the masks, right? And they said, well, the masks aren't for protecting me. They're for protecting everybody else.
Sure they are.
It's always about everybody else, right? It's not about, them going to work and actually paying bills, right?
That's right.
And actually raising their own children. No. And it's not about them going to work and building a company and employing other people. It's not about them going to work and building themselves up better. It's not about them going to school and getting better grades. It's nothing about them getting better. It's all about you. You need to wear a mask to protect me. You need to go to work to pay bills so I can sit at home and do nothing. Right. And don't give me the garbage. The Democrats now, there's a group of Democrats who forgot to change registrations, and I get you. I get you. The party left you. You just haven't changed your registration. I get you. There's about 50% of this party that is whack job, nut job. You go to work. I steal your money. You wear a mask for my safety.
Today. We'll talk about this opinion piece in California that you know, parents should give away their children. Yeah. This is how wacky
give away their children.
Are.
I can't tell
the difference between satire.
Now they're crazy.
And reality.
They're crazy.
But what I'm saying is these folks are intellectually bankrupt. We talked about this a couple weeks ago, right here. This is from January 6th, Connecticut, asking nursing homes to accept COVID positive admissions from hospitals. These folks, what I'm saying is these Democrat leaders, Kathy Hochul, Mark Poloncarz, right? These people are intellectually bankrupt. They don't have any clue. You could put them in charge of a local McDonald's.
Not a clue.
It would turn into a disaster.
Oh, McDonald's would be
You
hard.
Would see the line down the road.
Well, that's hard.
Even though, and McDonald's is being, you get a playbook for McDonald's. Like,
yep.
You get, like, here's your manual. Follow this. They couldn't do it.
Well,
you could give Mark Poloncarz a hot dog stand and say, here's what you got to do, Mark. Go down to this corner here and sell hot dogs. He would screw it up somehow.
The only way they get
these people can't run anything.
The only way
they
get to run anything, Glenn, is government. Because government, you can
government,
make all
right.
kinds of mistakes.
And it doesn't matter.
Doesn't
That's
matter.
Right.
You just keep
There's
spending
no
the money.
Right. That's
that
exactly
moron,
right.
by the way, Mark Poloncarz,
right.
was it his own Facebook or Twitter?
No, Twitter.
You're
86
a moron,
comments,
Mark.
Not one positive.
You're an absolute idiot.
He posts a picture of him with a mask at the Bills Stadium.
Right.
So, first of all, nobody wants you there, Mark. The mask helps to conceal your identity so you don't get called out by the crowd,
That's
I'm
right.
sure, right?
That's right.
So it's got two purposes. But the funny thing is, 80-some-odd comments, not one positive. Positive,
yeah.
All negative.
So let me get this straight. I was supposed to get a shot, three shots, I guess now. Is that fully, I don't know what is fully boosted now or whatever. Four shots? Are we up to four?
So, you're four now.
So I'm supposed to get multiple shots so I can enjoy myself at a Bills game without a face diaper. So you are really, really, really sending your political message home when you're all shot up with a
Triple
face
vaxxed.
Diaper outside, right? Like,
Triple vaxxed.
Give me a break.
Yeah. This week, the CDC, by the way, finally admitted that the cloth masks don't work. So Rand Paul put a tweet out there saying, you know, they're going to come back and apologize. Are the Twitter?
Well, we still have our kids going.
Twitter
still have our kids going to school with
apologize?
Them. Still have our kids going to school with them. Now
I know
Pennsylvania, Virginia this weekend got rid of them. New York State dumpster fire. You are a dumpster fire of losers.
Yeah, no
of losers.
Yeah.
Even
Seriously.
The Republicans, by the way. Where are you? Where
There's
are
no
all you parents fighting for a kid's right? Let's get back to normal. I had a conversation with my daughter's principal last week, and I'm like, okay, why are we not talking about getting back to normal? And she said, well, she was like, we were talking about the vaccination. She said, well, there is proof that with children, it did lighten the severity of some of the sickness.
What proof?
I said, no, what proof?
What proof?
I said, what proof?
Cite that exactly, specifically.
That's what I said.
What proof?
I said, can you send that to me? Because I haven't seen that article. Because actually what I've seen from day one is that these kids have a 0% chance of dying from it. And very, 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 if you've got any symptoms, actually almost zero. Now, they've lied to you in Erie County here, for those of you listening to Erie County, where kids are in the hospital. No, they're not, dirtbags. They're in the hospital for other things, like, you know, they cut their finger or they broke their wrist.
They broke their leg.
And you tested them, and they were positive of COVID. Now the lies are starting to unwind a little bit. Unfortunately, the dirtbag media will never, ever, ever,
ever call
you out.
Well, the lies are unwinding. But they're not changing
policies. They don't need to, Glenn. They don't need
to. That's the amazing thing. They're arresting people in an Olive Garden in New York City.
Yeah.
I got the video for that, too. We got all kinds of videos in play. Let me go to the videos here because I got so many. It's too many to get to. This is – let me play Kamala because this is – she's too stupid not to play. This is – I've got two Kamala clips here. I'll try to find them both back-to-back if I can. We'll talk about this one first. This is Kamala Harris. This is really shocking. I mean, she is beyond stupid. I mean,
this is
what happens when you pick people based on
the color
gender
of their skin,
and the color of their skin, right? We just had Martin Luther King Jr. Day yesterday. God rest his soul.
Yep.
I'm sure he's turning over in his grave.
Sick.
Because now we have the liberals on the left teaching kids how to be racist, you know, dividing people. This is Kamala, though. She is so dumb. It's painful. It really is. She's doing this interview with
Martin Luther King's. By the way, strategy was to be smart, right? And it doesn't mean that everybody's going to be a doctor. It meant you apply you do you. What was amazing about Martin Luther King is no matter how many times people tried to fight with him, he didn't do the arm fighting. I'm going to beat you up.
Yeah.
He said, "Look, this is how we beat them. We take a step back and we educate ourselves. Right? We don't ask for free handouts. We don't ask for you to go to work or for you to wear a mask. We do it ourselves." Ourselves.
That's right.
Ourselves.
Pull ourselves
Amazing
up by our bootstraps,
man.
Get educated, and help us
Amazing
help each
man.
Other. And man, is that's so far gone.
Yep.
All right, here we go. This is the Wizard of Smart.
At what point does the administration say, you know what, this strategy isn't working, we're going to change strategy?
That's a good question,
at what
by
point?
The way.
Six former administration officials last week.
At what point?
What was he talking about,
though? It is an absolute dumpster fire. You've got inflation at 7%. You've got Americans still sitting home on their butts, yet unemployment looks fantastic, right? It's like miraculously.
Was he talking about COVID? Or is he talking about the economy? Pick one.
Gas prices have doubled. Our border's wide open. COVID is nowhere near in control. Thank goodness it's down to a cold now, basically. It's 2 days. Everyone I know that's had it lately has been dozens of people. 2 days of sickness, back to normal in a couple days. Not the end of the world. Thank goodness, because these folks are morons when it comes to controlling it or whatever. So that's been a complete fail. Afghanistan, total disaster, right? Now they're out there. They're starting to lose it. Nancy Pelosi and he's pounding the table to Biden about voting rights and whatnot. All right, before I get too far,
they're
going to
lose that too. They're going to lose that too. By the way, that's for those of you who go back to the stock market for a second, not to interrupt you with this video, but people have been asking me, wait a minute, how's the market? Market's sort of going sideways here, but why is it not way down? Look at what Joe's doing to the economy. I'll say, well, look at, let's take a step back for a second. Yeah. Our founding fathers were incredibly bright, thank God. And Joe has accomplished zero. He has accomplished zero. He's not going to get his voting agenda through, which is, by the way, bigger than anything. That was
the
biggest.
Well, they have to pass the filibuster deal first. They have to eliminate the filibuster. They're going to try.
They're going to try.
The Democrats, Obamacare, are going to try to find a way to fall on their swords again. Remember that? They fell on their swords for Obamacare. Half of the House retired after that because they could never get reelected. Same with the Senate, right? But they got it through. They jammed it through in a parliamentary trick by using reconciliation.
They jammed this through. It's over. Nobody's retiring because they're going to win every goddamn time. Every time. For the rest of insanity.
It won't matter.
Until things go bankrupt. Right?
Let's go back to
I think we've got two holding out that are going to stop that. So thank God.
Thank God.
Wrote that open letter urging the administration to change course.
Let's just go back to the beginning because this is too
good. Sorry.
At what point does the administration say, you know what, this strategy isn't working. We're going to change strategies.
Never.
Six former administration officials last week wrote that open letter urging the administration to change course, to change strategy. Is it time?
It is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day. Every day it is time for us to agree that there are things and tools that are available to us to slow this thing down.
What the hell did she just say?
What did that mean?
What did that mean? That's, you know what? She's been hanging around Joe too long. That's the problem.
It is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day.
They just can't be honest to people. That's the
problem. Can we put that on a T-shirt?
They just can't be honest with anybody.
Kelsey, can we put that on a T-shirt?
Yeah.
And we'll put Kamala Harris next to it? I'd love to have that quote on a T-shirt. What a moron.
They just can't be honest to people, right?
God.
Honesty is what we've saw without a DeSantis. But by the way, DeSantis has gone back and forth with Trump. DeSantis is not backing down to anybody. You know, part of what he said was, hey, look at Donald screwed this thing up in the beginning, too. And by the way, DeSantis sounds a lot like me. That's why I sort of like him, because I've been saying that since day one.
Donald, and we've said this to get-go, sadly, President Trump surrounded himself with, right from the get-go,
Fauci and friends.
Rance Priebus, right? The head of the DNC, part of the swamp. It's like the arm of the swamp, right? It's the right arm of the swamp, but it's still an arm of the swamp, right? You put him in your inner circle right out of the gate. I said, this is not good.
No.
This is not good. And you know, this is the problem. If he gets elected again, and God willing, he will, or if DeSantis gets elected again, not that I want to lose him in Florida, but if DeSantis gets elected, I hope to God that they bring if it's Trump, he's got to bring all of his business associates. He needs to bring his inner circle of business and just, you know, put the backup quarterbacks in for the business for now. Bring in these guys that are non-political, that are business sharks, and you have them go through and you clean house.
Yep.
I'm talking about looking at everybody's Facebook page, every anti-American. You don't deserve a job in the government if you don't like America.
Yeah,
if you
hate
America, maybe you should go do something else. Maybe move out of the country. But if you hate America, the worst thing you could do is work for America, right?
You need to
dismantle. If you're working for the government, getting paid by the taxpayer, but hate America, there's something wrong with that to me.
You need
you should
to dismantle these departments, right? You know what the Democrats are really good at is fishing, right? You know, you and I have been out in the ocean before with charter boats, and what the good fishing guys do is they will chum the water, right? Chum the water. You're going to throw a bunch of bait out there, see what's out there, and it'll attract, oftentimes smaller fish will attract bigger fish, will attract bigger fish, right? The Democrats are awesome at that. They get into office and they chum, right? They throw stuff out there, mm-hmm. and we it's ridiculous. That's not going to go anywhere, right? But it's there. It's in the water. It's in the water, right? And the Republicans sit around and go, holy cow, well, you know what? Apparently there's no fish here, so we'll just leave, okay? And they leave the chum in the water. And that's and before you know it, those Democrats come circle back around, and that's they're back in office. Like, hey, see that chum over there? Now there is fish over there. Let's make that even bigger. Let's make it, let's take Obamacare and take it to – they're not done with Obamacare. They're not done with Obamacare, right?
No.
All these agencies need to be totally dismantled, and let the Democrats do what we do, which is we're going to get rid of it, and you can rebuild it over the next 30 years. Just get rid of it, and you can fight to rebuild it.
Think we got from Dodd-Frank. We got the Consumer Protection Credit Bureau, whatever it's called, right? The CSFB or whatever. It is unaccountable, right? You have an agency that is a financial agency. It's supposed to provide financial oversight to banks and things like that that has no congressional oversight whatsoever, right? Now, the FBI is supposed to have congressional oversight. They don't seem to have much either.
Yeah.
All right, but let me get, I got another
Fauci and his friends. Fauci and his friends. Who's watching them? In fact, Obama tried to dismantle. Obama tried to defund some of this gain of function research. They didn't care. He's like, you know what? Obama will be gone too. Obama will be gone too in a few years. I don't care. I'll just go right around you. And the fact of the matter is, when you have an agency like that that's been infested and just filthy for so long, they know exactly where all the money is. That's what they do, guys. That's what Monday through Friday, Fauci goes to work, and his wife and him, they all know exactly where all the money. Oh, you're going to cut this stream off? Oh, no problem. Well, I'll go over here. Right.
That's right. That's no problem.
And that's why
we'll
you go.
Grant
how in the world?
We'll there.
How in the world did we spend $13 million studying shrimp on a treadmill? Oh, that's nothing. That's nothing.
That's
peanuts.
That was a steal.
Yeah, that was a steal.
This is Kamala. If you thought that was dumb, Mike, did you see her comments on inflation?
Probably.
Face the Nation? Oh, boy. This is great. I love this. This is even better.
People, they are going into their third year of this pandemic.
Third year.
You're talking about cost of living.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Was it wrong to consider inflation transitory?
Yes.
I mean, these price spikes seem like they're going to be with us for a while.
Yeah. We have to address the fact that we got to deal with the fact that folks are paying for gas, paying for groceries, and are need solutions to it. So let's talk about that. Short-term solution includes what we need to do around the supply chain, right? So we went to the ports of Los Angeles, Long Beach, Savannah, Georgia, and said, hey, guys, no more 5 days a week.
No more.
8 hours a day.
You got to work.
24/7. Let's move the product.
Come on.
Because people need their product.
That's it.
They need
snap.
We're
let's go.
With it in terms
Come on.
Of the long term.
That
and
fixed
that's
it.
About what we need to do to pass Build Back Better. It strengthens our economy.
Build Back Better. Oh, my
what?
God. What? So what did Build Back Better
They're
do?
They're robbing trains in L.A., by the way. This is part of the supply chain issues, right?
Yeah. Well, you've got 59 million people in this country sitting home dependent on government handouts, right? Now you've got a whole new layer of people. See, this is where we forgot about this whole new layer of people. So what's this whole new layer of people, Mike? That, you know, why is it that just within the last year it seems like we can't find any labor? Well, that's because you can rob a train car right now and get caught and be back out on the street within an hour, right? Why go get a real job unloading the train cars like you know, a normal human should do, right? No, you just steal things now. You just take
there's no consequences.
All of California. What? I mean, literally, you've got 17% of California homeless. You have another probably 17% that just rob for a living, right? Why? No consequences to it.
There's no consequences.
Why would you go to work?
There's
Why
no consequences, and the criminals know it.
Yeah.
If you want to just be a criminal, if you want to be here's the thing. We're supposed to raise our kids to be productive members of society, right? You know, work a job, start a business, you know, raise a family, right? I mean, give to the community, go to church, volunteer your time, right? Teach a kid to read, whatever, right? But be productive members of society. We don't teach that anymore. And so what we have is we have slugs of society.
That's right.
That's what we have.
That's right.
And the slugs of society have figured out that, okay, well, if I go to Texas and I try this, I'll probably be shot.
Mm-hmm.
But if I go to L.A., I'll have no problems at all. I can rob the train. I can get drugs freely. I can live in tents anywhere. I can sleep under. I mean, I'm going to be a slug, and I'm not going to be a productive member of society. I'm going to be a leech on society. I'm going to suck off society because it's owed to me. And now, by the way, this it's owed to me reparations. You know, bullshit is what we got. It cost a woman her life. It's cost a lot of people their lives. But this sad woman in New York City, she was 18, 19-year-old, young lady, young lady, terrible, and working at a Burger King, complained to the manager that she was worried about working the night shift. Of course, she had to work it anyways. And a guy comes in, robs the Burger King. As he's leaving, so sad, turns around and says, this is for 400 years of oppression, and he shoots her and kills her.
Unreal.
For no
Unreal.
Needless. Needless. Yeah, and, needless. But, totally terrible. But this is what we're telling people now.
Yeah.
This is the narrative from CNN. When CNN runs, and she wasn't a white lady, by the way. I think she was Hispanic, or she might have been African-American. It's sad. It doesn't matter what color she was. But when you run articles that say, white men, the biggest risk in the country, for terrorism or whatever, and then a guy gets a car and he runs through a parade
in Florida last week.
Just horrible what's going on, right?
Yep.
You cannot fan the flames of racial violence and expect not more racial violence. And this is what you're getting. And sad is people are getting injured. Now, you had a person in New York City, by the way, completely lawless there, right? Shove somebody onto the subway tracks.
Yep.
The DA declined to prosecute, put that person right back on the street.
How disgusting is that? Like, what is wrong with you Democrats? What is wrong with you?
It's Thunderdome now.
Yeah.
And it's Mad Max.
By the way, you got the new mayor who says, don't worry about it. Everything will be safe. Oh, great. Sign my kids up. You know what? I can't wait to bring my family to New York City. Give me a break.
No way.
What a mess.
You can't go to New York City now.
What a mess.
New York City is a no-go zone now. New York City, first of all,
what a mess.
If you go to New York City, you'd have to be armed, and you can't be armed.
No.
See, that's the thing. You don't, and that's even better
you're
for
the
criminals.
Criminal. You're the criminal.
Better place, right?
Paradise.
Places like L.A. and California and New York and New York City, it's really, 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 really difficult. California and New York are the two states, the most difficult states to get a pistol permit in, right?
Yep.
Why?
Most dangerous.
And the most dangerous.
Most dangerous. Yeah, and continuing
and
to be more dangerous.
And it's not because of angry white men, I can tell you that, because I'm an armed, angry white guy, and I'm not shooting anybody.
Yeah, sick.
I just want to protect myself and my
sick
family,
thing.
That's
what,
all.
What the dynamics of what needs
crazy
to happen in this country, which is what will already happen, is we used to unload a lot of our stuff from the East and West Coast, right? You had California and had New York, major
now
ports. Everything is going to come from the bottom now. It's going to be Texas, Florida, and it's going to move its way up. That's just what's needs to happen.
Yeah, what'll happen is it'll you're right. That's a good point. It'll change the flow of goods and services. And for those that think it can't happen,
it's already
that's
happened.
What happened to Buffalo, folks.
Yep.
But think of what happened to Buffalo.
Yeah, that's right.
Buffalo was a thriving community when it was on the transportation route, right?
Mm-hmm.
You came down the St. Lawrence, you came down the Erie Canal, mm-hmm. you shipped goods to the Great Lakes.
Grain elevators actually had a purpose.
Grain elevators had a purpose, right? And that changed, right? With the railroad and a better way to ship. And that's not that they don't still use the Great Lakes, but it's not nearly transportation that it was.
Not.
Well, that too will now change, right? Uh-huh. So instead of being, you're right, California.
Already happening. DeSantis has already gone into action and said, look, don't worry.
Yeah.
We don't pay our people to stay at home here. We actually support the police department, which means, yes, there's criminals in Florida. Are they every day? Like, do you feel like you're going to get your head beat in and your car robbed every single day as you hop in it? No. No, it's a different world, right? Are there homeless people in Florida? Yes. Is it 17% of the population? No. No. You know what? So guess what? We'll make sure our ports are open here. The more you mess with our Carnival cruise lines, we'll just open them up and unload product here. We'll take advantage of it, right? Like a good business guy does. We've been talking about that for months here. There's nothing you can do about COVID. You can fight, and we're all continuing to fight, and you should fight.
Yeah.
And you can. But the fact of the matter is COVID was here. It dropped the stock market 40-something
percent.
This is way
bigger than COVID, though,
now. But how do you take advantage of it? My point is, how do you take advantage of it? And that's what DeSantis is doing right now. He understands. He's bright enough to understand that, okay, California's going to get smashed. Florida's going to get smashed. I'll take advantage of it. Ports are open here. Ports are open. You're going to continue to see that. You'll see it more and more in Texas as well.
I've got two more videos here to play. So the Democrats, their ratings are just plunging, right? I mean, Joe Biden, for the most votes in U.S. history to the 30-some percent approval rating is astonishingly
hard
to do.
That's a lie, too, but okay.
Well, that's a lie, too. Yeah,
right.
It's probably, you know, it's probably like in the 20s, right?
Yeah.
Teens, maybe?
Yeah.
But when asked a question, like, what do you think is the problem here? I mean, it couldn't be, you know, again, I'll go down the list. Inflation, Afghanistan, you know, gas prices, which obviously goes with inflation. But what else? All the disaster. I mean, just COVID.
Record murders in many of our major cities.
Murders, violence, right? Yeah. All kinds of. So is it their fault? I mean, should they do a better job? Here's what they had. This is what CNN thinks. This is the analysis from CNN. You got to love this.
Did President Biden put more effort into getting infrastructure passed, for example?
Well, he got infrastructure passed, and that's a good thing because success can breed success. Mm. He is putting the full force of the presidency.
This is great.
I think the problem for the Democrats right now is not that they have bad leaders. They have bad followers.
You don't listen well enough.
So we're deplorables, and you on your side are morons. That's how they think. Okay.
That's what communism's all about, right?
It's your fault. It's not Biden's fault.
That's what communism's all about.
Yeah. Wow.
Never before. I shouldn't say never, though. That's what we've been teaching these kids for decades, right?
I love it.
We've been teaching kids for decades. Oh, it's not the teacher. It's not your fault that you failed. It's the system's fault you failed. So guess what? We're going to just change the grade system. You know, you're not, you just got to follow better. You only need a 50 now. You don't need a 70 to pass. You still failed at 50? Okay, we'll change it to a 40. You need to follow better. What a joke. What a disgusting joke. The party is full of major losers at this point. So they don't want to do anything with their lives. They want you to do. They want you to work. Yep. They want to steal your money. They want you.
And now it's their fault. For not giving Joe a higher rating.
That's right.
Isn't that great? You can't make this up.
Man.
This is Joe Biden. I got a couple. I lied. I got more than two clips. I got another clip here.
I love this.
I mentioned this earlier. This is Joe Biden just berating. I thought the basket of deplorables was bad. Nothing compared to this. We all want segregation again and people restricted from voting. I love, by the way, before I play this clip, I love when he goes, you can't. I don't have the clip handy, the other one, but the other clip that I'd love to play if I had it handy is he goes, well, You can't even bring a sandwich or have a drink at the polls. I mean, this is animalistic. Like, Joe, I mean, honestly, nobody's buying this garbage, right?
Well, obviously, there is a group that is. That's what's sad.
It's a small group, though. It's not a big group. It's a real small group. It's that 15% that actually approve of what he's doing. Let's be honest.
If Trump,
2/3 of the country, by their own numbers, don't approve of what he's doing.
What's crazy though?
People don't believe this garbage.
In a stand-up fair election right now, Trump probably wins by 10 to 15 million votes.
Easy.
But that means millions of people still voted for this moron. That's what's crazy about it, right? I mean, we've seen it. You and I have grown up in Buffalo, New York. There's nothing that replaces that stupidity as New York State.
It's ignorant bliss, though.
Nothing.
There's a lot of people, like you said earlier, that they've been Democrats their whole lives. They've voted Democrats their whole lives. They have no idea. And there's a disconnect in their brains being cause and effect. I've had this conversation with people.
Yep.
You know, well, you may not like me because I'm a Democrat. All right, let's talk policy.
Yeah.
Forget Democrat, Republic. Forget labels for a second.
That's right. Do you support massive amounts of welfare?
Do you believe in open borders?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Do you believe in defunding the police? No, absolutely not. That's crazy talk. Okay. You know, so you go down the list of things, right?
Do you believe in massive amounts of welfare? No.
Right, no.
What about crushing small businesses with all kinds of regulations and higher taxes?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely not.
That doesn't sound like a good idea.
Hmm.
Right. Okay. How are you for higher taxes and bigger government?
Hmm.
So the reality of it is, and I've had this argument over the years, I had one Democrat client that worked for Louise Slaughter for years, and I used to really enjoy her debate. She's since passed on, sadly. But every time I used to tell her, I'm like, you're not a liberal. I don't know why you keep calling yourself and working for liberals. Everything we talk about, you agree with me on.
Right.
Like, we are on, and I think maybe that's where we should get to as a country. We should start talking more about the policies and less about the labels. Because honestly, some of the Republican policies are garbage. I mean, let's be honest. Trump spent $3 to $5 trillion, right? I mean, there's a lot of blame to go around here. I mean, we said that from the get-go. All right, if you're going to close people's businesses, fine. Give people money for a couple of weeks.
Right.
It was a couple of weeks. It was $1,200, folks, for a couple of weeks.
Yep. Not a couple of years.
It's 2 years in now. Then they extended unemployment, and then they had PPP, and then they added this, and then they added more stimulus, and they added that. Then they can get money back, and da-da-da-da. And it was like, oh, my God.
To your point about the Republicans, Mitt Romney has said McConnell's doing a great job. So you know there's an issue there, right? There's a problem there. There's a problem there.
The turtle.
You know, and it's what's frustrating is how does a Mitt Romney, how does he continue to stay in office? You know, we've got videos of him being booed.
He got in office once, though. He's had a 6-year term as a senator. He got elected once in Utah. He will be a one-term senator.
I hope
Utah.
So. To the Republicans' credit, he goes to these conferences and they boo him, which they should.
But what happens is I don't think they knew what they were getting. I think he came in as a clean candidate. I think people forgot when he ran for president how middle of the road, how wishy-washy he was. I think he duped the Utah. But I will say there's a lot of wishy-washy people in Utah. In Utah, the Utah paper, the Salt Lake Tribune or whatever it is calling for their opinion piece. You think this one's bad. I'll read this in a second from California. Their Utah opinion piece is calling for the National Guard to come in and lock the unvaccinated in their homes and bar them from any activities, restaurants, grocery stores, anything.
Unreal.
And we're getting to that in Australia.
Yeah.
So those that think, oh, it can't happen here.
Oh, bull.
Oh, it's happening in Canada, first of all.
First of
all,
yeah.
They're literally rounding people up.
Oh.
They were running, MRAP machines down the middle of the streets with bullhorns going, stay, you are out past curfew. I mean, it's like, what are you going to run, dart house to house trying to get to your neighbors?
That's just insanity. To your point about, okay, well, the cops would have to police us. Okay, well, they are doing that in New York City. They are doing that. They walked into an Applebee's and literally.
An Olive Garden. They walked into Olive Garden. Well, someone's pushing somebody onto the damn train tracks,
By the way, those were service folks that were home from the Army that refused to give access, show their card, terrible. And they. So don't tell me the police won't come in. They've done that already. They will do that. They're already brainwashed in New York City. Not all of them, but most of them, right?
Well, they washed them out with a vaccine.
Yeah. I mean, You look at New York City, right? You haven't had a governor or a mayor that has supported the police department since Giuliani, right? They know that because they can't stand them. They say, we hate this guy. We hate this guy. And then you've got the brains to go in and go. I tell Applebee's or Olive Garden or whatever, call somebody else. Your point. Hey, look, somebody just got pushed into the subway and got killed. That's who we're going after, right? Not the soldier who's home from Afghanistan who put his life on the line or her life on the line and wants to go get a cold beer and a sandwich.
Well, what needs to
Leave
happen
him alone.
Is every patron in there needs to say, Australia, they're all, get out, get out, like Robbie's, get out. You have to. That's the only way to get to, because guess what? Again, the Patriot Purge, it was perfect. It was a perfect plan, right? The perfect plan, the Patriot Purge was a perfect plan, right? The P's.
Yep.
It was make everyone get vaccinated or you lose your job.
Yep.
And guess what will happen? We'll get rid of a lot of conservative people. We will wipe a good amount of those. Some are going to have to get vaccinated because they're going to have to feed their families. And so we'll still have some of those guys around and girls around.
Yep.
We'll find another way to get rid of them at some point. We'll make their lives miserable
when it's
3-1. Right?
It'll be under the fourth booster.
You know what
booster.
We'll do? We'll do the booster, or we'll start doing more inclusivity training. We'll do some like equity training, inclusivity training. We'll have woke meetings. We'll drive them insane to the point where they quit anyway. And then we'll have nothing but a liberal police force, which is what you're getting.
Seeing more and more people, by the way, getting sick from the booster shot than the actual shots themselves. I had a review with a client yesterday. She's out of town, but she said she was in the hospital. I said, oh my gosh, what happened? Sorry. She goes, well, I can't prove it, but she said I had my booster shot. And within 2 days, I was having all kinds of heart issues. We did a whole radio show on folks that had adverse effects from the shots and the booster shot. We had one of our personal trainer call and talked about some of her clients. One of those clients that we talked about that was in the hospital that got out is now back in the hospital. A direct result from the booster shot happened within hours of getting the booster shot.
It's not working, though. That's the thing. Let me find this other article. I got to play this.
Amazing,
clip from
amazing how sick and disgusting the Democrats are, though, when it comes to mandating the shot amongst children. I mean, that really blows my mind. You know, when it comes to somebody who's 65 or 70, first of all, you shouldn't mandate it on anybody. It's their choice. You know, remember their
Japan
body, their choice, right?
Now.
But when it comes to kids, when you know that they have a 0% chance of dying from this. And I'm not saying kids don't get the shot. I'm saying that's a decision that needs to go down with the parents, and they need to be able to make a very educated decision with their children. My children have had COVID. They're not getting the shot. I don't care. I don't care what the fight's going to be. They're not getting it. Not getting it. It doesn't work, number one. Number two, my kids have already had COVID. There's no reason to jam a needle down in their arm for this garbage that they have no idea what they're putting in.
This from Bloomberg. Bloomberg Business, fourth Pfizer dose is insufficient to ward off Omicron, Israeli trial suggests.
Our immune system.
Preliminary, Preliminary data found inoculation did increase antibodies. Those with the fourth shot only slightly less likely to get variants. So now you're going to get the fourth shot to give you what? 2% protection? 3%?
Joke.
5?
Joke.
We were told 95. The thing is, and for those who say, well, you don't know what the effects of long COVID are. Well, you don't know what the effects of long vaccine are.
That's
we
right.
don't know, have any That's idea right. what the effects of this thing. What I do know is I've seen dozens of a very healthy young athletes drop dead,
hundreds.
Including another one
hundreds,
this week
hundreds.
Where they were giving him chest compressions on the field. I don't think, sadly, that he made it.
Hundreds just, it's by horrible. The way, hundreds just in soccer. So, I mean, yes. you know, you look at the International European Soccer League, and it's typically crazy. Like, you know, out of the entire league, huge, right? I mean, you're talking, you know, a handful of people would normally die, and it's hundreds this year in the last 12 months, hundreds.
Yes, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Let me play this clip from Biden because he
nails
obviously,
it.
It's probably dementia. It's probably the dementia, but they're just, and I'll play a clip of Pelosi. They know the ship is going down,
yeah.
right? They have to get this voting rights things passed. It's their COVID is ship has sailed. The mask is off of COVID. They're going to try again to do mass mail-in ballots, but it's not killing enough people anymore.
No.
So that ship has sailed.
And people
so
are
now
not buying it anymore.
They got to get massive. Now it's got to be about, you know, restricting voting rights and we're all racist. The only way they can get it through. Here's Joe Biden in his eloquent way. Oh, here we go.
I will defend the right to vote, our democracy against all enemies, foreign and yes, domestic.
That'd be you, guy.
Consequential moments in history. They present a choice. Do you want to be on the side of Dr. King or
yes.
George Wallace?
No, that's side of Dr. King.
You want to be in the side
get an education.
Of John Lewis
go get a job.
Or Bull Connor. Do you want to be the side of Abraham Lincoln or Jefferson Davis? This is the moment to decide. To defend our election. Hmm. To defend our democracy.
So here's the thing. Yesterday, they were using the Dr. King's name all over the place, mm-hmm. right? We have to get rid of the filibuster for Dr. King. We have to get rid of we have to get voting rights, blah, blah, blah. I just want to remind everybody that Dr. King was a Republican.
That's right.
And voted for Republicans.
That's right.
Didn't believe in the massive welfare state. Mm-hmm. Didn't believe in government. And he saw right through this.
That's
see?
Right.
He saw right through this.
Yep.
You're making people dependent. Let me ask you. I mean, we all know this, right? What have the Democrat Party? What have they done? We got Biden in. We got Obama in. What? Remember when Obama was going in at first? Remember? Oh, I'm not going to have to worry about paying my mortgage. I'm not going to have to worry about putting gas in my car.
I wish we should have saved
that
a lot
worked
of those
out, right?
There was one.
It's amazing.
Happened to be a black gentleman that night he won, and I'll never forget it. It was on CNN or CNBC. It was on CNBC, and I remember him saying, "We can finally." Fix the poor problem in the United States of America. And I wish I should have grabbed it because it was just hit me thinking,
sad.
Man, this poor kid over the next 4 to 8 years has no idea that this problem's going to get worse, yeah. not better. Yeah. Sure enough, it's
so
did.
Think
got
about
worse.
Just the last 12 months now, right? So if you're poor, okay, you now have to pay double for gasoline. If you know, that's a big deal. Double for gasoline is a lot.
Huge.
I mean,
hits the poor to the middle class the most. Right.
Right. Now, food prices have gone right along.
Well, that's
right?
because the people making
the
steaks are.
Well, there's not that much inflation amongst food if you take out, you know, poultry, pork, beef, and
grain.
Or I guess poultry is chicken.
Dairy.
Right?
If you pretty much don't eat, then you're
if you
good.
Take out all meat, right? If you take out, you know, chicken, turkey, pork, and beef, if you don't count any of that,
no.
You're fine.
Yeah.
So, poor folks, you know, folks that are making 10 grand a year, 20 grand a year, 30 grand a year, even 40 grand a year, even lower middle class folks, right? You know, a two parent family, income family, $60,000 to $80,000 a year.
Yep.
You get doubling of gas prices, which also hits your utility bills, hits your electric, hits your natural gas, right?
Glad we travel more as families now. Than ever before. The families that are together, right? Meaning that doesn't mean you're not divorced, but you care for your children. You're there for your children.
Right.
When you and I played softball or baseball or football when we were kids, DePue played Lancaster. a big travel game was DPU, where I grew up, would go all the way out to Elma. That was a big deal. Like, holy cow, are we going to make it back? That's a long way, right? Now, the kids want to play football, you want to play basketball, they're traveling from Buffalo to Syracuse.
Right, Syracuse, right? Yeah.
If you don't think that's hitting these families in the pocketbooks,
oh my God,
you've got 3, 4, 5 kids, and you've got to travel all around. They don't even know. You know what they're blaming? They're blaming, again, right back to the playbook of being beyond ignorant.
Well,
it's these businesses. They're charging too much. Like, you are that stupid?
Yes,
are you really that dumb?
Yes, they are. That's all they got, Mike.
You're really
that dumb to think that they just
miraculously under Trump they were able to charge $1 a gallon, but under you it's $3.
That's right.
It's just because
they got real greedy all of a sudden. All of a sudden, when Democrats got in, they got real greedy.
Let me just bring up a point, by the way, for those of you liberals that watch this, and many of you repost this stuff and think you're smart. Martin Luther King. I want you to ask you this: Martin Luther King, would he have thought that black people or anybody would be able to just simply show an ID card? Right, I love that. So for some reason, if I'm a black person in the east side of Buffalo, I'm not smart enough to walk into a voting booth and say, "Here's me." Right? Martin Luther King would be disgusted by that. Martin Luther King, by the way, was a lot like Trump, and that he wanted everybody to be treated equally. See, people hate Donald Trump because of whether you're a woman, you're a male, you're black, you're white. He doesn't care. He doesn't care. He says, "This is a job you were assigned to do. Do it." And that's all Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King said forever. He said, "Look, we want to be able to compete on our merits. You know how we're going to beat people? We're going to get an education. We're going to get smart. We're going to fit that." But guess what? Martin Luther King would have been the first guy to say, "Here's my voting card. Here's my ID. This is not rocket science."
And damn proud of it.
Here you go.
How is those Democrats' policies working for African Americans in cities like Baltimore, Buffalo, Rochester? Right.
Watch the videos, folks. Go into the inner city of Philadelphia.
Not only just the school system. The school system, the communities, the poverty levels, right?
A mess.
I think Rochester was 3rd and Buffalo was 4th
in
child poverty rates.
It's not even close. Like, it'd be one thing to say, okay, look, we're going to take one of these inner city schools and we're going to compare them to the suburbs. And the suburbs have a 95% graduation rate, and they're at 85. And there's some little bit of a disconnect. Disgusting. You're at a 40% graduation rate.
Like, they had a school in Baltimore, where a whole district where not one kid was proficient. Not one.
And then you say you're a racist. Like, what?
It's terrible. These kids, you're locking these kids into a lifetime of poverty. They have no chance. Of course they're going to rob trains. Some of them are slugs. Some of them have no choice, right? Dad's gone. Mom's gone, right? Growing up on the streets. No skills, no education. Some can't even read, right?
Dad's gone. He's a sperm donor gone. And he's still sucking off the system.
Yeah,
many of them
dead,
are still sucking
shot,
off the system.
Know,
all kinds of benefits. They're down there signing up for benefits. Meanwhile, the kids are suffering. Disgusting.
So let me read this piece here, because this is how far gone some folks on the left. Now, I cannot tell if this is a satire piece or if this guy is being truthful about this. This is out of the San Francisco Chronicle. It's an opinion piece by Joe Matthews. Joe Matthews, who I'm sure has no kids. But this, I'm going to read a little bit of this. It's crazy. Opinion. Want true equity? California should force parents to give away their children. This guy is a lunatic. If California is ever going to achieve true equity, the state must require parents to give away their children. Today's Californians often hold up equity, the idea of a just society, completely free from bias, as our greatest value. Governor Gavin Newsom says he makes decisions through an equity lens. Institutions from dance ensembles to tech companies have publicly pledged themselves to equity, along with diversity and inclusion. But their premises of newly equitable systems are no match for the power of parents. Fathers and mothers with greater wealth, education, or other resources are more likely to transfer these advantages to their children, compounding privilege over generations. As a result, children of less advantaged parents face an uphill struggle. Social mobility has stalled and democracy has been corrupted. More Californians are giving up on the dream. A recent Public Policy Institute of California poll found declining belief in the notion that you can get ahead through hard work. My solution is simple, and while we wait for the legislation to pass, we can act now. The rich should give their children to the poor, and the poor should give their children to the rich. Homeowners might swap children with their homeless neighbors. Now, I recognize that some naysayers, hopelessly attached to their privilege, will dismiss such a policy as ghastly, even totalitarian. But my proposal is quite modest, a fusion of traditional philosophy and today's most common political obsessions. In his Republic, Plato adopted Socrates' sage advice that children can be possessed in common so that no parent will know his own offspring or any child his parents. In order to defeat nepotism, prevent the amassing of great fortunes, and create citizens loyal not to their sons, but to society.
Mm.
To replace parents, Plato offered now familiar ideas, from compulsory education to a millennia before Newsom's concept to college agenda, health regimes for pregnant women and children age 5 and younger. Today, universal orphanhood aligns with the powerful social trends that point to less interest in family. Californians are slower to marry and are having fewer children. Our state's birth rate is at an all-time low. Thank God.
Thank God.
Right? Thank God.
Thank God.
First of all, we ought to just wall off California now, folks. Just wall it off.
Yeah.
I think this guy's serious. These people are lunatics,
sure,
right?
Yes. They're nuts.
Sure.
They're nuts.
Look at 2,000 years of recorded history and then some. We can go back further than that. I'm just going to talk about the last 2,000 years, okay? Right? What's made human existence successful is the family unit,
mm-hmm.
okay? Right? We know. Look, and Milton Friedman said it best, right? Each individual is pursues their own individual self-interest. That is human nature. It's true in private business as it is true in government. So don't think government somehow is altruistic and pure. It's the same people pursuing their own individual interests. The difference in free market capitalism is people pursue their own interests, but they have to do that in conjunction with other mm-hmm. people and work together, right? In our society, it extends beyond the individual really to the family unit, right? So we don't just think of ourselves as an individual and what's best for ourselves. We think oftentimes of what's beneficial for ourselves and our family, right? As a group, mm-hmm. That's what's made society successful.
But
a mom and a dad in a household caring about their children, right? That nurturing and caring of raising your kids with the values that are important to you. Why in the world would you ever, as a wealthy person, give your child to a homeless drug addict? Are you out of your mind?
He goes, and that's what they always do, right? They start to divide us among wealth. And to be honest with you, it's not about wealth. It's about family structure. You know, as a kid growing up,
personal responsibility.
I had a mom and a dad, and we didn't have tons of money. We certainly weren't poor. My dad worked sometimes two jobs if he had to, right? But I don't remember thinking as a child, oh my gosh, I want more, meaning that, oh, I don't have this big house. I had love in the house, right? And that's the deal. It's having the mom and dad in the child's life together, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some families that have more wealth and stuff like that, yes. But having that synergy together is way more important than any of that. I remember as a kid, I don't look back as my childhood and go, man, I wish we had more money and I wish we would have flown to Disney World. I went fishing with my dad 3 days a week. That was awesome. That was more to me. I would take that over anything, right? Mm-hmm. I don't look back and go, man, I wish I had more. No, it was that time, that quality time, being able to bond together, right. Being able to grow, being able to teach your kids the values of what's
just
right and wrong.
Having a caring parent. I mean, just having, even if it's one, right? Even if, you know, if you lost a parent, if they passed or your parents got divorced or sadly something happened,
even divorced, as long as the parents are still in their lives, right?
Well, true. But if you have people in your life, well, it could be grandparents, it could be aunts and uncles, but it's the family, right? Nobody cares for you like your family does, right?
Yep.
My mom always said that. There's nothing like your family, right? Your friends are important too, but nothing like your family. And your friends can become family.
That's right.
Lots of my friends have become family.
That's
right.
That's right.
But when you talk about you're going to give your kid away to somebody else to raise,
that's sick.
There's not that connection.
That
there,
is sick. Right? To think about
it's sick.
That.
Well, remember what was it? Melissa Perry Harris said, "We have to stop thinking about children as ours." Let me find that because it's such an important thing.
Think about like,
they keep floating this balloon out there, folks.
What mental midget suggests that? Like, and then by the way, which
Melissa
family
Harris
member
Perry,
would you
one.
Have given away? Right. That's why I'd be curious. Which family member would he have given away? His sister?
Right.
His brother?
Right.
His mom? His dad? Which one would have been given away? Right?
I know which one.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. All right, let me find this Melissa Perez.
Oh, by the way, I sent you a video, too, on that CDC report. They're, again, readjusting the numbers. Apparently now it's like 5.1%.
Oh, good.
Let me see.
Great.
Actually, I can play this while you're pulling it up. Let me plug this in here because I think this is important to continue to shed the truth on
6,000 deaths in the U.S.
Let's see if I can rewind. Come
here,
on.
I got this while you're doing
linked
that.
Linked to COVID are from COVID or how many are with COVID but they had other comorbidities? Do you have that breakdown?
Yes, of course. With Omicron, we're following that very carefully. Our death registry, of course, takes a few weeks to collect. And of CDC course, Omicron has here. Just been with us for a few weeks, but those data will be forthcoming.
Do you know how many of
5.1%. So she knew the number.
Wow. So they released it finally. 5.1%.
5.1%
were there with only COVID.
Actually died of COVID. Every one of our predictions from two marches ago, when the Communist Party took over.
2 weeks to slow the curve.
Yeah.
2 marches ago.
Every one of them. Less deadly, by the way. Don't call me and say, you don't believe in COVID. I do believe in COVID. We've been talking about this forever. We've been calling it COVID in the box. You can either have COVID and a smash economy with all kinds of drug overdoses, with all kinds of additional suicides and all this other stuff, or you can have COVID and you can treat it and try to fight through it as fast as possible, right? And well here we are. So COVID has been deadlier to a elderly group with pre-existing conditions.
I will say the policies, though, have been deadly to 18 to 65-year-olds. A 40% increase in deaths among 18 to 65-year-olds, and it's not from COVID.
Nope. Way less deadly. It's because of the way we handle COVID.
It's
way less deadly to younger groups.
It's suicides, right? Overdoses killed more people than suicides and car crashes combined.
We're going to find out, by the way, that many of these folks should not have died because they treated them with other things besides the things that actually mattered, like ivermectin, hydrochloroquine.
In many cases, they gave you nothing.
Monoclonal antibodies.
They brought you into the hospital, and they gave you nothing.
I was watching a video
the other
day.
They brought you to the hospital. They locked out your family, and they gave you nothing.
So to that point, I was watching a video the other day where this gentleman, obese, but he came in with COVID, right? All kinds of conditions going downhill. They would not let his family member in, his wife and kids, and they said, you know, he's on his deathbed, and they were going to FaceTime. Now, the guy said on his deathbed he couldn't read. And so thankfully, the wife said, this is ridiculous. I'm going in there. And she demanded to go in there. Well, she found out that they weren't giving him the proper medication, the normal medication, blood medications and stuff like that. So within a week, he was back on track and out. By the way, that would have been a COVID death. It would have died of him not getting the right treatment unless you absolutely have to. And they would have marked him down as a COVID case.
Call the doctor's group. That's whatever that doctor's group is called that's prescribing things like ivermectin. Don't go. If you have to go, you're in trouble.
Yep.
And in places like New York, when they lock your family out, you have no idea.
Yeah, no.
Right?
No, the family.
It should be illegal not to be able to have a health advocate there on your behalf. Let me play this, though. I don't want to get too far off. I'll forget this. This is what they think, Mike. This is 8 years ago. 8 years ago they floated this. This is Melissa Harris-Perry.
Never invested as much in public education as we should have because we've always had kind of a private notion of children. Your kid is yours and totally your responsibility. We haven't had a very collective notion of these are our children. Mm. So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities. Mm. Once it's everybody's responsibility and not just the households, then we start making better investments.
How has that worked out, by the way? When it's everybody's responsibility.
That's right.
Nobody takes responsibility.
That's right.
Right?
That's
right. If you got a group of people together.
It's called socialism.
Let's say we had a party.
It's called socialism. It's failed.
It's called socialism. It doesn't work.
Everywhere.
Let's say we had a party. We had our office party this past summer. Over 1,000 clients there, 2 bands, beer truck. It was awesome, right? But here's what we didn't do. We didn't look at our staff, you know, some 30 some odd strong, right? We didn't look at our staff and our advisors and say, okay, everything is all of your responsibility, right?
That's right.
Because what would have happened?
Nothing
would have got done. The garbage is full, but someone else take care of it because all of our responsibility. No, we didn't do that.
Yep.
We said, okay, you three, you got the front desk. You got the front door and people come in. You're going to check people in. You're on garbage, you know, make sure you walk around. If the garbage is full, grab a few extra guys, whatever. You're on drinks, make sure drinks are good.
You check people in. Yep.
Yeah, whatever, right? You have different, you know, you're on parking, make sure everyone's, you know, being directed to parking properly. Everybody is assigned a job and everybody needs to do their job. Now, if somebody doesn't do the job, then it's a breakdown. And we know that right away because we know someone's assigned, oh my God, cars are backing up. What happened? Mm-hmm. You can hold somebody accountable because you, Mary, that was your job. What happened, Mary? If it's everybody's responsibility, if every job is everybody's responsibility, who do you hold accountable when Mary's not at the front desk checking people in? You can't hold. Can you hold them all accountable? Well, of course not. Right? You're going to punish everybody? It's not fair to do that because what happens when you do that is that the people that actually did their job Well, they get discouraged, right? So now you're going to say to somebody, well, you did your job, but I'm going to punish you because Mary didn't do her job because everything was all of your responsibility. And we know what Bill's going to say? Bill's going to say, well, go pound dirt when you ask me to direct traffic. I'm not going to direct traffic. Screw you. Then before you know it, all 30 people are sitting on their hands doing nothing. And that's how it works, folks. That's human nature. That's socialism.
It's pretty simple to figure out. It's felt forever. Simple. You know, it's funny because you look at all these universities that are all littered with these left-wing dirtbags, and never once would they show up and say, okay, everybody gets a B. Why? Right. Well, because I've got, because I'm a professor and I'm so smart. And, and if you work hard, if you work hard and you do what I tell you to do, you're going to get an A. Well, yeah, but I'm going to get a D because I don't want to work hard. And you work hard. Joe's going to get an A over here, and we'll just split the difference. Oh, no, it doesn't work like that. But in the real world, when you set them out there, it's supposed to. I got it.
Yeah, why don't they do that?
No.
I mean, why don't these liberal professors do that, right?
No, because they're smarter than you and I,
Glenn. Why don't you practice what you preach, right?
They're so smart.
Because they never practice what they preach.
No, never.
Look at Bernie Sanders.
Never.
Is he preaching what he preaches?
Never. It's the biggest.
I'm okay, Glenn, because three homes, that's not four homes. If I had a fourth home. That would be too many, but three homes is just fine.
And they always move it up, by the way. Always move it up. But Elizabeth Warren now, the stock market, I'm sure, has treated her very well. She was at an $18 million cushion for higher taxes. Yeah. She'll be bumping that up to 30 as she makes more money, as the Obamas make more money. But watch and see. Once they convert it to a capital gain, so now they've got so much money, they don't need income anymore, then it's higher income taxes, we're not paying income taxes.
Right.
We're paying capital gains. So
that's right.
They're dirtbags.
Exactly.
She's the one, by the way,
who comes up with the blame grocery stores.
Blame everybody else but them.
Blame meat processors. Yeah, blame gas and oil companies.
Everybody else
it's
but
the
them.
Same out of the same playbook.
Yep.
Every single time.
I'll tell you what.
And I got to tell you, most Americans at least, are smarter than that.
They don't get their arms around crime.
They get it.
We're going to continue to have labor shortages. It's not just about welfare. Part of it's welfare. Big part of it's welfare, right? If you look at the two places where we need labor the most, New York City, California, where we can unload ships and get the products in, right? Massive amounts of welfare, massive amounts of crime. They get paid more when they rob cars and we let them back out on the street when we occasionally catch them. Now we don't even look for it. Police officers in New York City aren't even allowed. If you're not actually getting shot at, we don't respond.
That's right.
Okay.
Right.
Well, I just steal whatever I want then, right?
And if you had somebody push somebody on the train tracks, let them go. Let them go. Here's what's going to be the new big wave. You know, we talked years ago, and we've been on the radio for 23 years, going in our 24th year. And if you go back and you listen to all those tapes over the years, you'd find that we've been pretty prophetic over the years, right? A lot of things that we've said, you know, whether it be COVID or otherwise. We said years ago that you'd start to see robots, you know, machinery, a kiosk, you know, ordering at McDonald's and things like that. You're seeing that at major airports. You're seeing that roll out across the country. Let me tell you what the next big wave is going to be in a big opportunity for, you know, business and entrepreneurs. It's going to be in private security because who's going to join a police force
at
this point?
It'll be huge.
And so if you're that train station, right? I think it was I can't think of it. It might have been Norfolk. I don't know. I shouldn't say. I don't know. Was it Union Pacific? It might have been. One of the big train companies literally wrote a letter to the leadership of LA and the DA and the mayor saying, "Look, we've got like 79 sites across LA. We have all these shipyards. We're getting robbed. We had a train derailment this week. Blah 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 blah." You know what the response was? Not our problem.
Yeah.
They didn't even send sheriffs. So guess what Union Pacific, I think it's them, is going to have to do? They're going to have to hire their own security at some point. They're going to have no choice.
The security.
Either they go out of business or they have to hire security, right?
The security
will
be robotic as well. Because in states like New York, you're not allowed to have private security and actually defend your property with, I don't know, your own gun. So it'll be robots.
You can in New York. You can, not New York City.
No, not New York City.
So those places will hollow out, right. But you can in Buffalo,
yeah.
You can in Rochester, right?
Yeah.
You can defend yourself. No, you might have to fight a court case over
it.
But you can, you know, here's what happens, though. You don't necessarily need to defend anything because most of the time these criminals are going to hit soft targets, right? They're not robbing the police station. They're robbing the train station. Why? Because no one's there, right? No one's there. There's nobody there. They can walk right through the fence. They can open the train cars with bolt cutters. There's no security. Police aren't going to show up. And if they do, there's no consequences. There's no no, there's no problems, right? Just go do it. So, but they're going to hit soft targets. They always do. And so if you're the business, if you're the train yard that hired private security to stand around with AR-15s, you're probably going to be okay, right?
Yep.
If you're the train yard that can't afford to hire the armed security with the AR-15s, well, you're going to probably go out of business and be owned by Union Pacific, right? This is what will be the next big thing, because nobody's going to join the police force going forward. Why would you, right? You're going to pay me $60,000 to $80,000 a year, and then you're going to complain about my overtime? That was a nice one this week. I love the whataboutism, right? What's her name? Hannah from Channel, is it Channel 2?
Channel 7, Channel Hannah 7? Bueller.
Okay, I want to make sure I give her the right code. Hannah Bueller, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, great job, by the way. Hannah, you know, came out and said, you know, she's the, I think she's number 10 on the overtime list. Oh, everybody jumped. Oh, look, there's 9 sheriffs that get more overtime. Let me tell you something. I don't know a single sheriff that starts off with a salary of $200,000+ a year. Right?
That's right.
Well, that's her salary, right? Secondarily, a lot of the overtime that the sheriffs have had to work was carding your health officials
because of her. Because of her.
Exactly.
Right. And by the way, so, the sheriffs.
Honestly, I don't care. They deserve it.
Yeah.
There's a huge difference between protecting the community and closing down businesses with fines and
sheriffs,
BS.
The sheriffs were not the dirtbags going in and saying, hey, look, we're going to fine you $15,000 because your restaurantee, the person eating at the bar, decided to pee and he peed without a mask on. He walked there and peed without a mask on. She's a dirtbag. And by the way,
I wonder how many people paid those fines.
I don't. There's a lot of them. I got a whole stack of them on my desk today. I'm going to try to.
Did they pay them?
Redo the. I think a lot of them did. Sure, foolish. Absolutely.
Foolish. Why would you fight that?
Thousands of dollars, pages and pages of fines.
Robbie got all the fines dismissed.
Pages, all of them. Pages and pages of them. Dirtbag. And you know what? And of course, she's a loving liberal, like all the loving liberals who listen to this show are. You're a moron too, right? Yeah. Oh, I want everybody to just love each other and hand out their money and share their money and share their wealth. Yeah. Oh, I have an opportunity to charge you an additional few $100,000 as I'm smashing your businesses. Why not? Why not?
Some of the comments.
As an all-loving liberal, she's making $209,000 a year. Shouldn't she have given up half of that? That's what a good loving liberal would have done.
Yeah.
They would have said,
"Wait a minute, workers that lost their jobs."
First of all, I wouldn't have showed up to work if that was my job. I would have said, "There's no way I'm going in and destroying businesses." But if she really believed in her little brain that she was helping stop COVID, which she clearly didn't, because we had the worst numbers in the country, right? Yeah. If she really believed that, the right thing would have been to say, "You know what? I think I can live on $50,000 this year. There's no way I can take $209,000 as a base." Because of what we're doing in those businesses. It's just not fair. I would have had a lot more respect for her. You know, I would have said, well, look, I didn't agree with it, but at least she put her money where her mouth is, right? Yeah. Nah, dirtbag.
No, they never do.
Never.
Some of the comments to Mark Poloncar's face mask Bills game picture were so priceless. They were so good. Western New Yorkers are so creative. It's hilarious. Somebody wrote, you know, was Gail there working the concession stand racking up some overtime?
She wasn't working. She just happened to be there.
Oh, yeah, and that counts.
Sure. Yeah.
She's handing out stickers and Narcon and condoms.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I wonder if she'll be around this Good Friday for Easter this year. Should we send a letter?
She's around everywhere, but when we put a microphone in her face where somebody might ask her an actual question, gone.
Yeah.
Gone.
Yeah. What a joke.
All right, we'll wrap it up here.
All right. What else did I have here? Just to mention. I mentioned Israel saying the fourth dose is no good. Oh, UN is handing out debit cards to border crossers. By the way, that's nice. Our money. We fund most of the UN. $800 a month. By the way, here you go. $10,000 a year. Bam. John Hopkins. Why in the world would you send your kid there to school? You talked about schools earlier. They're now requiring not only double vaccination and boosted, but now they're requiring double masks as well. And they've closed the dining hall and all group activities.
What a joke.
It's over.
What a joke.
Isn't John Hopkins in Ohio?
What a joke.
I mean, seriously? Why would you send your kid there? I'd be like, send me a refund. There's no way. And honestly, that's what it's going to take for some of these colleges. Like, why would you send your kids there? There's no way.
No.
Even if my kid goes, I want to go there so bad. Not a chance.
Not a chance.
Not a chance.
Not a chance. Not paying for it. That's for sure. Certainly not supporting that. Yep.
Yep. All right.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Where else are we on? Kelsey, are you there? Tell us all the platforms we're on, if you could, real quick. Perfect. Awesome. All right. Saturday, we're a go. And the Bills are in Kansas City. By the way, I will be traveling for the day, taking my two daughters. So you communists might keep me out of Highmark Stadium at one of the things that I love to do with my daughters, but you won't keep me out of watching our Buffalo Bills. So I'm traveling for the day and taking them to the game.
You know, you would think at this point, you know, there's all stadiums across the country that have no requirements. Tampa, yeah. Miami.
By the way,
there's been no difference whatsoever. And these Wizards of Smart, they just can't fit. It's honest to God, folks, it's punishment now.
How about this?
It's punishment for you not listening to them. Has nothing to do about health. You didn't do what they told you. And so they're going to take away what you like. I said this from the get-go. They're going to watch them take away parks. Things like that.
Well,
there you go.
We were down in Florida this week. We had a board meeting last week. And we were meeting some friends for Wednesday night. Everybody flew in. So you and I went out. We had a drink and something to eat. And we were sitting at the bar waiting for friends to show up. And the guy next to us was from New Jersey. And he said to me, I said, well, are they doing all this communist garbage in New Jersey? He goes, no. I said, so wait a minute. So you can go see a Giants game in New Jersey without a vax pass and all that? He said, yeah, no, none of that happens. So the Giants, a New York Giants team that plays in New Jersey, doesn't have to show a vax card, but the Bills, who are in the communist state of New York, have to. I get it. That's right. Okay, that makes sense.
Big difference in rates between New Jersey and New York.
Yeah.
No, there's no rate difference.
Yeah. But what a joke. It just shows you. Outside of California and New York, that's what's left, and that's where the mess is, obviously. And we look forward to the bankruptcy at some point in New York State, because that's where it's heading. There's no doubt about it.
Well, Kathy Hochul's supposed to unveil her $200 billion budget. Now, Florida, here's how Florida went. I'm unveiling my $100 billion budget, half the cost, with more residents, and things are good. We are flush with cash, is literally what he said.
Yeah.
New York, we're going to pass a $200 billion budget, twice the amount, with less people
and
less services. And tell me, oh, it's because they have to snowplow. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right. That costs $100 billion.
No.
$100 billion. Ask yourself, where does that go?
They have to snowplow just
Florida
in Buffalo, basically.
Florida functions fine. There's police officers. There's not lawlessness.
It's safer.
It's safer,
let's see,
right?
It's safer.
Business
it's cheaper.
Is thriving.
Yeah.
We have Florida has 22 million people to New York's 19 million people, and the budget is not like it's a little bit less. It's half.
Joke.
Half.
It's a joke. All right, we'll take off.
Catch you Saturday.
All right.